Davis, Marion, Battle Creek, Michigan, September 6th, 1904. Sister Marion Davis, we are being entertained at the sanitarium. Everyone whom we meet seems much pleased to see us. The first morning, after we had rested overnight, the request was made that I speak to the patients. This I did, fastening their minds on the physician of souls. The main room for their assembling was filled with patients. Some were in their wheelchairs, and others were able to come in, for they were mere guests, and all classes that could get standing room were present. I had much freedom in bringing before them the wonderful expressions of the goodness and the love of God, the compassion of Christ, and his tender sympathy for all the bruised and afflicted and suffering ones. I spoke on how thankful we should be that Christ is our Redeemer, that having been tempted in all points like as we are, he knows how to succor all those who are tempted. We can do much to keep our souls in brightness and in cheerfulness and in the love of Christ. We are ever, my dear Marion, to take our minds away from the annoying things and consider the precious blessings that the Lord freely bestows upon us. We have very much to be thankful for. The life that was going out in your youth, the Lord in mercy restored to you, and linked your life with mine, that you should be a blessing to help me as you have done. In this, the Lord gave you grace, and has taken possession of your mind, heart, and soul. And for so many years, he has been your helper and my helper. You have not always been willing to act prudently in taking time to ride and to lay aside your work, and we have given up too much to you, and that you do as you pleased. In this I ask the forgiveness of God. For if I had always said, Marion, I am going out to ride now, and I want you to go with me, and allowed no excuse, I should have done my duty. If the Lord spares your life, I will know better how to treat your case. But now, just look on the bright side. I try to do and say many things in reference to not expanding the book, to not get so much into it, because it was not the last book we should write. I tried all I could to bring this about. But now we will look unto Jesus, who is the great medical healer, and trust in his restoring efficacy. He will do the very best thing for you in your feebleness, and for me in my old age. I'm writing this while Sarah and Maggie are trying to pack up to go on the 1 o'clock train. If the sun shines out, then I shall try to speak this afternoon. If not, we will go at 1 o'clock. We pray for you and your sister who is with you. May the Lord guide you both in all wisdom. In much love.